The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. I think you have some good news to start with. The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 has dropped to what level?
It's dropped to 593 people in hospitals across the state. We were told by the HSE today at their weekly operations briefing. So this is quite a significant drop from the peak in January when we had over 2,000 patients with COVID-19 hospitalised. So the numbers are continuing to come down steadily, according to the HSE. So this is obviously very welcome news. There's 135 patients with the virus in intensive care. So things are improving in our hospital system, though we do know that a lot of the bigger hospitals in Dublin remain under a lot of pressure because of the amount of COVID-19 patients. But that is certainly good news there in that case. And we also got some good news as well just in relation to the amount of vaccinations that have been given to the population. So under 360,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered now to people. The majority of those are first doses, 226,000, and then 133,000 people are fully vaccinated with two doses of the vaccine. So if you look at the numbers, I suppose now we have more people who have been, we've had about 216,000 cases of COVID-19. So now we have more people who've been vaccinated against the disease than who have actually had the disease in the first place. So that is welcome
and
news, obviously, there.
There's another interesting angle to that, isn't there? Because it also, if a lot of these vaccinations have been done in settings such as hospitals and nursing homes, that the numbers of infections among staff in those places seems to have dropped significantly, doesn't it?
That's right. We were given data today. They said, they've pointed out that, you know, it does show that there has been a significant drop in healthcare staff in our hospitals actually contracting COVID-19 and being out of work because of COVID-19 related reasons. That has significantly dropped since the commencement of the vaccination program. Obviously, they say that this is, you know, that it's not an exact science, just showing these figures, obviously, as numbers have come down in the community too. But they said it's very positive news and is showing the early impact of the vaccine. It's also very good news for patients because a lot of patients would have contracted COVID-19 while in hospital for other reasons during the third wave. There was hundreds of such cases per week at the peak of infection. So this is very good news now that patients are safer and that staff are safer as well, and that numbers of those infections are coming down. The number of new infections as well in our nursing homes has significantly dropped. Now, there is still a number of open outbreaks, so they have to go a certain number of weeks without confirmed case before they're declared clear. But there is still 31% of nursing homes have a so-called open outbreak, but the number of new cases in the last couple of weeks has really significantly dropped there. So a lot of protection amongst the most vulnerable cohorts in Ireland, which are the over 70s in nursing homes and the frontline healthcare workers.
Now tell us about the HSE's decision not to offer a choice of vaccine to health staff.
Yeah, I suppose there had been a letter sent to the HSE in recent days from a group of unions representing healthcare staff expressing concern that their members were receiving the so-called least effective vaccine, which was the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they've said that it only has 60% efficacy. Well, that's what was actually judged upon by the European Medicines Agency, and they pointed out that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has an efficacy of 95%, and Moderna is similar as well. These are the messenger RNA vaccines, but the HSE replied now and said that it's not going to review its decision because it was decided that the over 70s would receive the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines because they are seen as being effective in those age groups because there is data. It's just that there wasn't enough data in the original AstraZeneca trials to show their efficacy in the older population. The HSC has also pointed out that actually more recent studies on the AstraZeneca vaccine have shown that it does have a higher efficacy rate than first indicated. That ranges between 70 to 82% in some of the latest clinical trials, which they are looking at the data for. And I think it should be pointed out that in all the vaccines that have been licensed so far that have phase three trials, there is up to 100% efficacy against hospitalisation and death from COVID-19. So it's not just to look at whether or not you get the virus in the first place. They are the key indicators. And one senior HSE person I spoke to about this last week was very surprised at the letter. And they actually just thought, you know, they were kind of shocked, they said, about this. And they pointed out as well that the majority of healthcare workers in Ireland, frontline healthcare workers, have already received one, if not two, doses of the vaccine already. So those people who are working in hospitals, frontline clinicians, doctor, nurses, there's been 200,000 doses of vaccines given to our healthcare workers. And about 75,000 of those have the second dose as well. So we've already given the messenger RNA vaccines to the healthcare staff that are most likely to come in contact with the virus. So the health staff that are left to be vaccinated are those who are less likely to be frontline healthcare staff, or actually who are not frontline healthcare staff, and who are less likely to come in contact. So I think that issue now has hopefully been put to bed.
they're not using AstraZeneca for the over 70s because of the initial concerns in the EU that there wasn't enough information about its safety. But given that there's been so much positive news about the AstraZeneca vaccine for older people in recent days, is there any possibility that the authorities here in Ireland will change their ruling and that that could then mean that more people would get vaccinated more quickly?
That's certainly the hope, because of all the vaccines that we have ordered doses from, the AstraZeneca one is the one where we've ordered the most doses, and it is much easier to administer. Last week, the HSE started administering the messenger RNA vaccines to over 70s in the community, starting with those age over 85, and we've gotten some very good reports there on how that's gone and how enthusiastic the over 85s are, and they've received over 14,000 doses of that vaccine. But it has to be admitted, it is a very difficult vaccine to store and to administer because of the logistics, how it has to be stored at super cold temperatures and the transport, and that it has to be used within a certain number of hours once it's opened. We also heard today that there have been some delays in delivering vaccines for over 85s to some of the more rural practices, and in some practices there had been issues with just the deliveries and some issues there, so that they hope to resolve. Now this week they are going to be giving over 40,000 doses to over 85s, and then 44,000 doses next week. So they are increasing, and there is a big centre in DCU as well. But it would be much easier if they could give the AstraZeneca vaccine to this age group. And we are having emerging data from the UK, because obviously they are giving the AstraZeneca vaccine to all ages over there, and they have very large amounts of it as well, and they have vaccinated more of their population. And there's very good news coming through about the reduction in hospitalisations and in deaths and in cases in that age group. So as the National Immunisation Advisory Committee has said, it's a live document in Ireland who's going to get what vaccine and what ages are going to be vaccinated first. So they are looking at all information as it comes in.
Well, one final thing briefly. I see the Irish Patients Association has said that more than 1,000 people are going to receive a delayed diagnosis of cancer due to the impact of COVID-19 on national screening services. And that delay, of course, desperate thing for those people. But is there a sense now that as the COVID numbers reduce, as you told us at the top of this report, that the health system is going to start getting on top of the things that it might, due to pressure of work, missed out on in recent months?
That's right. As we know, the government has extended restrictions until early April, but the key focus for March is actually getting healthcare services back up and running and schools reopening. And there is a focus there on bringing people back in for screening, for cervical check and breast check. And, you know, that those services are continuing and they are inviting people to come in, and that they are hoping that people will take up their invitation. So I suppose last year we saw a very big drop in the amount of people that were normally scanned. So about 400,000 people, according to the Irish Patients Association, which they think could impact on, you know, delayed diagnosis for about 1,000 patients. We do know there's other patients as well who will, cancer patients who will have delayed diagnosis because they haven't come into their GPs or their clinics because despite having symptoms that could be indicative of cancer. So it is hoped that patients will start coming in now, and the HSE has reminded patients that healthcare services are open, screening services are open, to please come forward for those appointments, and if they have any symptoms that they are afraid of, to contact their GP or other healthcare professionals.
Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor of the Medical Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.